Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolt's with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Thursday morning, closing down another big week here in the Moab community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor. And, you know, as we head into the weekend, I want to discuss something that I want you to reflect on. A lot of times we come into our dreams, we have these big ideas of what we want to achieve, and it's easy to think to ourselves, you know what, this is going to be great, it's going to go exactly as planned, but then in the back of our mind we know that there's that probability that things aren't going to work out, at least not work out the way we had originally planned for them to go. And if we start thinking about it, all of a sudden we think, well, what if this thing doesn't work out? What if it flops? What if I, quote, fail? Now, you've heard me say this many times, that I truly believe there's only two ways to authentically fail. One is to quit, and the other is to never get started in the first place. But what about when we don't make it, when we stagnate, when we stall out, when things don't go the way we want them to go? I want to talk to you today about some things that I truly believe can cause an entrepreneur to stumble and not achieve the things they came to achieve. I don't want that for you. And I want you to kind of think about these over the weekend and ask yourself how many of these are present in your daily life as you're building your business. Or maybe how much this has been present in your life in the past so that you can be aware of it now so that you can see it, flip a light switch on and shine a big bright spotlight on it so that you don't trip over that same hazard again. Now, I remember reading an article in Forbes, I don't know, it was a few years ago, and I took notes on this. And I was thinking about this over the weekend, and I was thinking about this over this past week heading into the weekend, and I want you to think about it going into the weekend as well. One of the biggest things that causes a person to stumble is a lack of belief. Now, I remember a moment ago when I said there's really only two ways to fail, and that's either to quit or to not get started in the first place. And that lack of belief causes us to say, hey, I've got this big dream, but maybe the timing's not right. I don't have the right resources in place. Maybe sometime when I'm a little bit more prepared, sometime when I have a little bit more time, we start coming up with all of these when-ifs. We'll do it when we have this, or we'll do it when we do this. And the problem with that is that if we start going down that path, we give ourselves that ability to stop. We give ourselves that out, that exit, and it all comes from a lack of belief. If you've got a lack of belief, what might end up happening is you start giving yourself opportunities to leave, to exit, to walk away from the dream. It's far more tangible in the mind to say no, because you can point to all the possible things that could stop you, that could stumble you, that could cause you pain. And so in an effort to avoid that pain, you say, you know what, this dream, no matter how awesome it could be, it's not worth it. I'm going to back out. I'm going to defer. I'm going to allow somebody else to go this path. Do not allow a lack of belief to cause you to stumble. If you're lacking belief in your dream, get clear on your vision. Get clear on your values. Get clear on your mission and your why. Get clear on why you're doing this, for whom you're doing this. Get clear on the big picture. You know, we talk a lot about that here on the podcast, don't we? We talk about, you know, what is this thing really about? It's more than just about making money. Entrepreneurship and building a business is more than just the financial gain. In fact, in many cases, you have to sort of defer that for years. Sometimes it feels like forever before you get to that place where you really feel lucrative in your business. And it may not take years. It may take you weeks, may take you months. But the whole point is that if we obsess over that, then suddenly we start to feel when it's not coming out that it wasn't supposed to happen or it's not working. And that fuels our lack of belief. So a lack of belief is a really big issue. And sometimes, or I should say quite often, a lack of belief comes from being so obsessed with the results or so obsessed with the outcome. Another thing that can cause us to stumble is having other people convince us of where we should be or what we're capable of. I remember when I was a kid growing up, I wanted to be a Navy pilot. That was my dream. And yet people were telling me, hey, you know what? Make your dreams more realistic. Anybody ever told you that? Maybe your dreams are too good for you. Maybe you're too much of a dreamer. I remember people saying, hey, why don't you just settle for being an aircraft mechanic or a diesel mechanic? And frankly, I have nothing against that. I think those are noble professions, but that's not what I wanted. It doesn't make those professions wrong, but it's not what I wanted. I wanted to be a pilot, you know? And you might want to be an entrepreneur. You might want to be an artist. You might want to be an author. You might want to be the person that sails around the world by yourself. Maybe you want to be the person that flies to the moon. It doesn't matter what your dream is. If somebody tells you that you aren't capable of that, or that you're not worthy of that, or your dream is somehow outlandish or selfish or ridiculous, that's what can cause a lot of us to stumble. We can stumble and say, you know what, maybe they're right. Maybe those naysayers have a point. Maybe those doubters are trying to save me the pain and anguish. And there's some truth to that. I truly believe that the people in my life, because they were close to me, people that I loved and trusted, looked up to, people that I saw as influential in my little world as a kid, when they were telling me there's no way I'll ever be a Navy pilot, they weren't doing it out of spite. They weren't doing it to hurt me. I don't believe that. I believe they were doing it to save me. They were trying to save me from the pain of disappointment in life, but that's not what makes life great. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone, as the old saying goes. And I truly believe there's some real value to that. That statement has some teeth to it, because that's when we begin to feel alive, when we push ourselves outside of the comfort zone. When we're standing in the freezing cold water in that shower, taking that ice cold shower, we feel alive. Yes, it's discomfort. Yes, it's pain. Yes, it's freezing. But there's a part of us that finally feels outside of comfort. We're not warm and cozy anymore. It rattled us awake. The point to what I'm saying here is that just because somebody has convinced you of what your station in life is doesn't mean that's where you have to stay. If somebody has convinced you that your income level or your lifestyle level or your occupation, your profession is your calling and you don't feel that way, then it's up to you to change it. If there's anything about your life that you're no longer content with, then it's up to you to change it. Don't allow somebody else to dictate that for you. Third is, people don't want to be disruptors. They don't want to step outside their comfort zone, let alone set the tone for other people to do it for themselves. If all of a sudden somebody says, screw it, I'm out of here, and they just stop living a life that is no longer, you know, living in accordance with their values, it causes other people alarm. It freaks them out, because all of a sudden they go, hey, wait a minute, that person's had enough, and they're doing something about it, and it reflects on them. The question is, now who's next? Is it going to be that person that's staring you down, that naysayer that tells you it can't be done? They're only saying that it can't be done because they can't see themselves doing it. It's a reflection of their own self-doubt or their own self-belief, or lack thereof. But don't allow your sense of not wanting to be a disruptor. You say, hey, I don't want to disrupt things. I don't want to shake the boat or rock the boat. I don't want to cause waves. Why not? It doesn't mean that you have to be the person that destroys everybody's, you know, sense of what's normal. You don't have to burn down the whole empire. But the idea behind being a disruptor is that you are a force of good. You're a force of inspiration. People see you going after it, and they think to themselves, well, geez, if they can do it, why not me? Maybe that's the shift. Maybe that's the spark that somebody else needs desperately, and you get to provide it. Think about that. This weekend, I want you to think about, if you ever ask yourself, what if I die tomorrow? What if you died tomorrow? What if you died tomorrow? Would you have left behind over these last years of your life? Would you have left behind a legacy? Would you have left behind a story? Would you have left behind a series of examples of what it means to live a rich, full life? If you ask yourself, what if I die tomorrow, and you don't like the answer to that, you think to yourself, man, I haven't lived enough. I haven't done enough. I haven't chased enough of what I really, truly want in life. Then maybe it's time to really go after it and not worry about stumbling. If, on the other hand, you say to yourself, what if I die tomorrow, and you think, well, I've got to be careful, I've got to be safe, those are indications that you might be living a small life, that you've set yourself up to stumble, fall asleep at the wheel, if you will. Don't worry about if you die tomorrow. What about if you live today? What if you live full out today? What if instead of worrying about dying or worrying about failing or worrying about losing, we just focused on living? Because To worry about failure or death or loss, that's not living. That's entrapment. That's imprisonment. But to live with a sense of awe, a sense of question of what's possible, what if, to live with a sense of possibility, to go after it with a sense of confidence in yourself and belief in yourself, that's truly living. It doesn't matter what kind of degree you have hanging on your wall. It doesn't matter how much money is in your bank account. It doesn't matter what's sitting in your garage. It doesn't matter any of those. None of that material stuff matters. It matters how you live your life. And if you're living with the fear of dying tomorrow, or if I ask you the question, what if you died tomorrow? What kind of a legacy would you have lived up to this point? And you say, oh, man, then stop thinking about, well, one of these days I'm going to leave it till tomorrow. Or I'm going to leave it, you know, one of these days I'm going to show up to it. You don't want to leave your song unsung, your story unwritten. You want to be the person out there weaving that each and every single day. Have you ever wondered how you're going to be remembered? Have you ever wondered what might happen when you sit down and you're looking back on life in your rocking chair, what you're going to look back on and see? Maybe you think about those things and it inspires you. Maybe that drives you. Maybe you say to yourself, I want to leave a great story behind. Not for the ego sense, right? Not for that ego sense, but because we all have a need to matter. We all have a need to make a difference. We all have a need to be significant, if not in the eyes of the entire world, at least the eyes of the people that matter to us most. A lot of times we stumble because we're afraid of making mistakes. A lot of times we stumble because we're afraid of looking foolish. We don't want to let people down. We don't want to embarrass the people close to us. We don't want to look like we're incompetent, so we play it safe. We fall asleep at the wheel because we don't want to be remembered for the person that strived to do something and came up short. We don't want to be remembered as the person who tried to launch the business but blew it all and couldn't make it work. We don't want to be known as that. So all of a sudden, we start creating a future story that hasn't even happened, that may never happen, and we call it truth. How sad is that? If you think you have a predetermined role in life and that you're just kind of messing with it by going after a dream, it's a sure sign that you're going to stumble if you haven't stumbled already. People thinking that, hey, this is my lot in life. This is what I was called to do. Even if it's not something that makes me happy, even if I'm just sort of getting along, this is all it was meant to be. That kind of behavior, that kind of thought process causes people to stay stuck, to stagnate, and to stumble. You don't have a predetermined role in life unless you choose. And perhaps you could even shift that belief and say, well, my predetermined role is to be excellent. My predetermined role is to live as big as I can. And my predetermined role is to be the level of excellence that I have always pointed for myself. I live my values. I live my vision. I live my mission, and I know my why. Maybe that should be your predetermined role in life. If you're afraid of losing what you've built, if you think that you've hit the ceiling, if you're confused about where to go next, those are the kinds of things that cause people to stagnate and stall. So if you're thinking about those thoughts, I want you to consider this weekend that it's not about losing what you've built, because if you built it once, you can build it again. If you get to a certain level of income and you think to yourself, well, what happens if it all collapses? I don't have that security. I don't have that safety net. Well, if you built it once, you can build it again, maybe faster, maybe bigger, because you have the experience, you have the miles on the odometer to lean back on. You got to push yourself, you got to stay sharp, you got to stay focused, because nothing fails like success. You can create a massive amount of success for yourself and then suddenly get lazy, complacent. You get cozy and comfortable, and all of a sudden, you start getting soft. That's what it means by nothing fails like success. But if you allow yourself never to get complacent, never get comfortable, you throw yourself in that freezing cold shower every now and then just to wake yourself up and say, okay, time to get focused, time to get back on track, then don't worry about losing what you've built. Don't worry about hitting a glass ceiling. There is no glass ceiling unless you build the ceiling for yourself. And if you're confused about where to go, if you're confused about where to start, then just do the one thing you know you can do right now. Do that one bold action that scares the living hell out of you. The step, the act, the question that you have to ask, the request. Ask for the sale. Ask for the date. Ask for the time for that of that very important person that you want to be with. Ask for it. Why not? My friends, look. We have to start acting as if we have one shot at this. Because that's what it is. We have to start believing that even though right now things may not be the way we want them to, or perhaps they are. Perhaps right now it's amazing. Perhaps right now you're crushing it. And I know some of you are. But don't get complacent. Don't allow yourself to stumble. Don't allow yourself to fall asleep at the wheel. If you lack the belief, if you think that somebody else is convincing you of your role in life, if you don't want to be that disruptor, that boat rocker, that wave maker, if you ask yourself the question, what if I die tomorrow, and that concerns you, and you're like, well, I don't want to die tomorrow, or maybe you're looking back at your life and saying, I haven't accomplished what I came here to do. If you want to be remembered as that courageous person, if you want to be remembered as that person who took the risk, took the chance, and made it happen, then get out there and do it. Take the time this weekend to reflect on that and ask yourself, am I doing what I need to do to make my dream take flight? Am I doing what I need to do to be the captain of my destiny? Am I doing what I need to do to live the life I was destined to live, not the one that somebody else told me I was predetermined to live? Not the one that my parents, my teachers, my neighbors. Nobody else can tell you how to live your life but you. If you came here to build a successful business, if you came here to build a whole different shift in lifestyle for you and your family and the people that you do business with, then make it happen now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for next week. Don't wait for some other time. Don't wait for the timing to be perfect, because it never will be perfect. Don't wait for the conditions to show up and the stars to align, because they won't. Don't wait for the perfect opportunity. It's only perfect if you deem it perfect. And stop waiting for the cavalry to come in and save you, because they're not coming. It's up to you to saddle up and make it happen. And the good news is, you can make it happen if you believe, if you convince yourself that this is not your station in life, but you deserve better and you will earn better. Instead of being worried about losing what you build, or thinking that you've hit a ceiling, or not knowing where to start, start with what you can do. Start with courage. Start with confidence. Start with belief. And that, my friends, will be a bold step that will lead you in the direction of your dreams. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moeb Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again next week. Go out and have an amazing weekend. Do the things you love to do. Spend time doing them with the people you love to be with. Come back on Monday refreshed, recharged, ready to kick ass, and I will be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you Monday.